Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering Section 2307 of the CARES Act. This is the statute that created one of the most valuable tax benefits for commercial property owners who made interior improvements after 2017. It is the law that fixed the qualified improvement property classification. If you have heard the episodes on Section 168E and Revenue Procedure 2020-25, you know the backstory. Let me give a brief recap and then explain what this statute does. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 was supposed to create a favorable 15-year classification for qualified improvement property, which is interior improvements to a non-residential building made after it was placed in service. The intent was clear. Interior improvements should write off faster than the 39-year building shell. But the bill had a drafting error. The provision that was supposed to put qualified improvement property in the 15-year class was left out of the final text. When the law took effect for 2018, qualified improvement property defaulted to 39 years. No bonus. No 15-year life. Just the slow, straight-line schedule. Congress knew this was wrong. It had been lobbying for the fix for 2 years. The CARES Act, signed into law on March 27th of 2020, included the correction as Section 2307. Here is what the statute does. It amends three code sections. It adds qualified improvement property to the list of 15-year property in Section 168E3E. It defines qualified improvement property in Section 168E6 as any interior improvement to a non-residential building made by the taxpayer after the building was placed in service, excluding enlargements, elevators, escalators, and the structural framework. And it assigns a 20-year ADS life for the alternative depreciation system in Section 168.3b. The fix is retroactive and applies to property placed in service after December 31st of 2017. That means improvements made in 2018, 2019, and 2020 that were depreciated over 39 years under the broken law are now eligible for the 15-year bonus eligible treatment. You just need to use the correction procedure, which is Revenue Procedure 2020-25. Now, why does this matter for a cost segregation study? A study identifies three main categories of fast write-off property. Personal property under Section 1245 goes in the 5-year or 7-year class. Land improvements go in the 15-year class. And qualified improvement property also goes in the 15-year class. Section 2307 is the authority behind that third category. Without this statute, there is no QIP class at 15 years. Interior commercial improvements that do not meet the stricter personal property standard would go straight to 39 years. With this statute, interior improvements that fall short of being 5-year or 7-year personal property still have a meaningful fast path. 15 years with 100% bonus means you can potentially deduct the full cost in year 1. For any commercial building where you have made interior improvements after 2017, this statute is relevant. A study will identify which costs belong in QIP, which belong in the faster personal property classes, and which stay in the building. Section 2307 is the foundation for everything in the QIP column. The bottom line is this. CARES Act Section 2307 is the law that fixed qualified improvement property and made it 15-year bonus eligible retroactive to 2018. If you improved a commercial building after 2017, this is the statute that makes the 15-year treatment available. A cost segregation study identifies exactly which costs qualify under it. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this statute applies to your property, visit the Authority Library in your report.